Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're with Vice President of the Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, Steve Rinaldi. Steve, there's an important thing happening on Thursday. The RFPs are due for the North Odd Block site. For people who are casually walking along Canal Side, they see that's just a giant pit. But there's obviously big plans for this.
Right. We've talked about this since August when the governor announced $10 million for the North Odd Block, the big pit, as you will. Going to be accepting proposals for consultant teams to work on the planning and the design of that two-acre site.
What exactly is the overall goal of that site? Because I know there's a lower portion of it that's supposed to be parking, but what else can be
used? Yeah, well, so overall, we want to make sure that we integrate those 2 acres into the overall Canal Side neighborhood. That's the big picture here. We're looking at replicating some of the historic streets, all of them, some of them that cut through that site. And then beneath that will be structured parking and utilities to support the development that will fill out that parcel.
So this RFP that's coming tomorrow, this is just for planners of the site, or is it for development teams itself?
It's for architects, engineers, planners, surveyors. We're still in that design phase, if you will, not for development just yet.
So what is the timeline looking like after the RFPs?
We will have a consultant team on board within the next few months, and then we'll move into this planning phase where we'll reach out to the general public to get their ideas and work with the consultant teams to try and figure out those different pieces and parts. We're hopeful that by the end of this year we'll have some direction that we can come back to the board and move forward then into final design and construction.
So we're still a long ways away from actually putting shovels in the ground or, putting dirt in the pit, if you will, right?
Not a long ways away, but we certainly want to go through a process, make sure that we do include the public. We've heard a lot of ideas for this parcel since we lost our tenant a few years ago, and we want to do this right. This is the last big piece of Canal Side to be designed and developed.
I know there's another project, and I didn't give you a heads up about this, but I did want to get kind of an update. The Sinatra development, right where the Tim Horton statue is,
yes.
Heritage Point, I believe that
correct.
Project is called. You know, are those really the last two major projects that are going on at Canal Side?
Well, Heritage Point is two parcels there on the South Odd Block, so 70,000 square feet or so of mixed-use development, certainly a big addition to the site. We hope to break ground on that in the coming months and work into next year. We also have the southern end of the Donovan Block, so it's the parcel across from 716, between that and the East Canal, the Benderson Development Group will be hopefully coming forward with some ideas for that shortly. That's another big piece. And then certainly the Odd Block. Those are the last remaining pieces for a VCHDC property to move forward, and then the city parcels around the Skyway.
You know, it's kind of interesting because for the last several years, people have been focused on all the development that's been going on at Canal Side, but we're kind of in the, I'm not going to say the very end stage, but we're getting close to the end of what you guys have been creating, is that neighborhood around Canal Side. Are you hoping, I mean, a final year that all this stuff should be done? Are we looking next year, 2021, beyond that? Can you give a rough estimate on that?
Yeah, I think it's a few years away. I think there's light at the end of the tunnel, which is really a positive thing for Canal Side to come to completion. I mean, we're talking about rebuilding a city. 20 acres, you know, how many different development parcels and between ourselves and the city and all the other agencies involved to get this done. It really has been a massive undertaking. So we're 10 years in, and yeah, I think that the next couple of years are going to see some really significant changes out there and to move it forward.
What happens after Canal Side's fully developed? Where do your focuses go there?
Well, we have 200 acres on the Outer Harbor, so there's no lack of work around here, but You know, again, there's still the city parcels to go. They're still sort of further integrating the canal side neighborhood into the surrounding area, whether it's expansion into the cobblestone district, the redevelopment of Erie Street and those parcels. I think that there's still a lot of expansion and coordination through this part of the city.
After those areas at canal side specifically get developed, does ECHDC kind of take on a maintenance role of that, or is that strictly on the property owners there?
Well, we'll bring in common area maintenance charges to help offset some of those costs. The state will continue to own the canals and the East Canal itself, so those watered areas. The rest of the property is actually city property along the Central Wharf. So I can imagine we'll still have a partnership to maintain the entire area.
I know there's a lot of stuff that's going on with the long shed and also the future of the packet boat. What's the latest?
Actually, today we're headed over to the Zoning Board of Appeals in the city to request a number of variances to get the building built. The interesting thing about that portion of Canal Side is that it is one large development parcel at this point in time, and so we need to get this building to fit on that parcel. Clearly doesn't meet all of the new green code requirements, and so we're hoping to get through that this afternoon.
What does it violate with the green code? I know the big thing about that was how tall stories could be, but I don't think the long shed's going to be that tall, right?
No, it's not too tall. It's too tall. It's more about proximity to the edge of the parcel, some setback variances we need. There are some issues with the transparency on the first floor. This part of Canal Side is actually in a city zoning commercial zone, and so typically you would expect a lot of storefront type windows. This building is not that kind of building, so things like that is what we're asking variances for.
Do you expect any opposition to it?
No, I think we've heard a lot of real positive feedback on the project, on the building in particular, certainly on the packet boat project, which would be, you know, our first use for that building. I think people are really excited for us to build on the history, sort of bring it alive at Canal Side. We've had this great site with the commercial slip and the Central Wharf and all these pieces, but this is going to be a chance for people to actually get into this building and partake in a project, get their hands dirty, make some sawdust, or, you know, come down and just watch a packet boat be built, and in a few years actually get on that and take a ride. And I just think people are really excited to sort of be a part of the history.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.